Third part of Avasa, second mission. Shalosh Arotz is the Chazaka. Since Chazaka is an interaction between the one who's on the land now and the original owner, it has to be done in a way that the original owner has a way of protesting, and his protest reaching the one who's living in the land. Based on that, if they're living in places which it's hard to get the protest over, it's also will prevent him from having Chazaka. Because once again, the Chazaka is partially built on the fact that the original owner should have protested, and he didn't protest. That strengthens the fact that the one who's living there really belongs there. So you have Yehuda, Eved, Yad, and the Golot, the three different parts of Eretz Yisrael, and each one was considered a separate entity by itself, and there was not much travel between them. If it's Masik in one of the places and the owner wasn't in the other place, it's not a Chazaka. As we said before, his protest will not be able to get across the border. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a new Mahalach in this whole idea of 3 years. At the 3 years, it's not like we said before, that a person holds on to such time for 3 years and the like. That's him, you don't need three years at all. Just they gave 3 years because if this guy who originally owned the field is in Aspamia someplace, which is a year trip away from where the field is, so Yachzik Shana, the person will be Machzik Shana, V'yelchu Yodiyah Shana, then we need another year to notify the owner, V'yavu L'Shana Cheres, and he will come to make a protest the third year. So basically, he's saying that you don't really need 3 years, just the reason I gave 3 years is because sometimes there's just no way of him, the owner, getting there in less than that amount of time. The Maisa, as we said before, we do not pass like this, we pass in that is based on the 3 years.